Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'd like to share a message.
再一次代表真耶稣教会向我们在座诸位主耶稣所亲爱的来问安。
Once again, on behalf of the True Jesus Church, I give you my greetings, our beloved brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主给我们这个机会来进行第二晚的布道会。
We thank the Lord for the opportunity for the second gospel night.
今天晚上要跟大家来思想十字架。
This evening, I'd like to ponder with you upon the cross.
但是在这之前，我们先来想一想。
But before that, let us think.
我们每个人都有一颗心。
All of us have a heart.
心都不一样。
Our hearts are different.
有不同的成长背景。
We grow up in different backgrounds.
有非常不一样的人生经历。
We have different experiences in life.
有不同的感受。
And we have different feelings.
怎么做可以让两个完全不一样的心产生连结呢？
So how is it possible for two completely different hearts to be connected?
小弟听过一个也是真实的故事。
I heard a real story.
曾经有一个小学的女老师。
There was an elementary school female teacher.
她在那一年刚好担任了一个班级。
And she was assigned to teach a class.
有一天，她班上来了一个转学生。
And one day, a transfer student came to her class.
这个学生一看起来啊，衣着就不整齐。
The student wasn't well dressed.
而且靠近他，身上有微微的臭味。
And there's a slight stench in him.
长长的头发也没有修剪，盖住了半边的脸。
His hair was long and unkempt, and it covered part of his face.
然后仔细再看一看，发觉他不喜欢跟人家讲话。
And she noticed that he did not like to talk with others.
当不得已要跟人家讲话的时候，都低着头，斜眼看着别人。
If he had to talk to somebody, he would bow his head and look at the person at an angle.
所以第一印象来说，这个女老师其实并不太喜欢这个转学生。
So, this teacher did not have a good impression of this new student.
当然，她身为一个老师，她不会直接说出她心中的感受。
But as a teacher, she would not express her impression of him.
再加上她发觉，每一次派功课下去，这个转学生没有一次写完的。
She also noticed later on that this student never finished his homework.
而且考试都考得很差。
And he did very poorly on his exams.
所以这个老师曾经问过这个转学生说，你为什么这样子呢？这个转学生并不回答他。
This teacher even once confronted him and asked, why are you like this? But the student never answered.
他心里面就以为这个转学生啊，又懒惰，家教又不好。
So she started to think that the student must be lazy and did not have good education at home.
一直到某一个重要的节日接近了。
And then an important holiday was approaching.
这个时候班上这些小朋友们啊，就私底下在商量。
All the students in the class were discussing among themselves.
他们希望利用这重要节日来的前一天，各自准备一个小礼物带到学校来，让老师惊喜。
They wanted to buy a surprise gift for their teacher together.
结果那个重要的节日来的前一天
，the day before the holiday.
那早上啊，老师一走进教室
，In the morning, the teacher walked into the classroom.
就发现，在他后面导师的桌子上放堆满了各式各样小小的礼物。
So she turned around and saw lots of gifts, small gifts, lining up or piling up on the desk.
大部分都包装得很精美。
And all of these gifts were wrapped very nicely.
老师确实觉得很惊喜啊。
And the teacher was very, very surprised.
那时候班上的这些小朋友们就开始鼓噪啦。
And the students all started to say,
他们就拍着手说：“老师打开，老师打开。”
In unison, they clapped their hands and said, "Teacher, please open your gifts."
结果早上本来要自修跟讲话的时间，变成在拆礼物的时间。
So instead of teaching class that morning, the teacher ended up unwrapping the gifts.
老师随机的拿起一样礼物就打开了。
And then she took one of the gifts and opened it.
她一样一样的打开。
And she opened the gifts one by one.
发觉大多数的时候啊，老师拿起那个礼物还没有打开，就有小朋友说：“老师，那是我送的。”
Even before the teacher opened a gift, one of the students would say, "Teacher, that's my gift."
结果他拆到一半的时候，突然拿起了一样。
And then in the middle of that unwrapping, she took up one of the presents.
他拿起来的时候，大家都安静了。
Suddenly, the whole class was quiet.
因为这个礼物很奇怪。
Because it was a very strange gift.
它也被包裹起来。
The gift was wrapped too.
但是那个包的东西看起来好像是一个又有油渍又没洗干净的一个小手帕。
But what wrapped the gift was a handkerchief that seemed a little greasy and unclean.
老师慢慢地把那一个手帕给拆开。
And the teacher unwrapped the handkerchief.
里面有两个东西跟一张纸条。
Inside were two things, plus a slip of paper.
老师一看那个纸条就知道谁送的，他先把它放到口袋里。
When the teacher read the slip of paper, she knew who the gift was from, and she put it in her pocket.
那两样东西，一个是一个看起来旧旧的手镯，上面的水钻还掉了一半。
One of the objects was a bracelet, an old bracelet with a part of the crystals missing.
然后另外一个东西看起来像是从廉价商店买来的香水，而且也只剩下一半。
And the other object was what seemed to be a perfume bought at a thrift store, it was half of it was already used.
这个时候，底下那些小同学们、小朋友，有些是开始鼓噪啦，就说这么丑的东西是到底是谁送的、啊、
？And some of the students started to make noise and said, "Who gave such an ugly gift to the teacher?"
老师这个时候把那个手镯戴在自己的手上。
At that moment, the teacher put the bracelet on her hand.
把那半罐的香水滴了几滴出来，抹在自己的耳朵后面。
And put a few drops of the perfume, behind her ear.
她把礼物放在旁边，继续把剩下没拆完的礼物一样一样拆完。
She put aside that gift and continued to unwrap the rest.
下课了。
The class was over.
所有的学生把握下课时间都跑了出去。
All of the students ran outside.
老师一个人在教室里面默默地收着礼物。
And the teacher was alone in the classroom, collecting all the gifts.
这时候，突然教室幕后那个门那边呢、啊，有一颗头探啊探的。
Then there was a boy who was peeping into the classroom from outside.
他在确定在教室里面没有其他的人。
He made sure that no one else was in the classroom.
然后他跑进来，站在老师前面。
Then he ran into the classroom and stood before the teacher.
原来就是那个转学生。
It was that transfer student.
即使距离两公尺，依然闻得到他身上的尿骚味。
Even though he was a few feet away from the teacher could still smell the stench.
他依然低着头，斜着眼看着老师这样说。
Had his head bowed, and he looked sheepishly at the teacher, and said,
他说：“老师，谢谢你接受我的礼物。”
He said, "Teacher, I thank you for accepting my gift."
那两样礼物。是我一年前离世的妈妈留下来的。
Those two things I gave you, were left behind by my mom to me 2 years ago.
那个手镯戴在你手上好漂亮。
The bracelet looks so beautiful on you.
你现在身上有我妈妈的味道。
And now you have the perfume smell of my mom.
她一讲完就很不好意思跑了出去。
And he was very embarrassed after he said that and quickly slipped out the classroom.
这个时候，这个老师站在桌子后面，涨红的脸，开始流泪啜泣起来。
The teacher was speechless. She began to blush and started to actually cry.
她觉得自己很羞耻。
She felt ashamed.
为什么凭着第一印象跟第二印象就论断这个孩子呢？
Why was she so quick to judge based on her first or second impression of this boy?
她更喜欢那些礼貌的、功课好的、穿得很整齐的小朋友。
She used to prefer the other boys and girls who were well better dressed and who have better manners.
她不知道原来这个孩子身上永远不整齐，而且功课永远写不完，是因为她已经没有妈妈了。
Never did she realize that.He is always so poorly dressed, and he could never finish his homework because he didn't have a mom anymore.
那天下午，这个老师跑去找那个转学生。
That afternoon, the teacher went to look for that student.
他问他说：“你回去是不是家里面都没有人呢？”
She asked him, "When you go home, is there anybody at home?"
他说：“对呀，我爸爸好辛苦。”
He said, "Yeah, nobody is at home, and my dad is working very hard."
他在我上学之前就必须离开家。
He leaves home early in the morning before I go to school.
他在我睡着之后半夜才回到家。
He only comes home after I fall asleep at night.
他要工作养活我，对呀，他要工作养活我。
He has to be the bread earner, to keep me alive.
老师跟他讲说，孩子，你愿意在放学之后多留一个小时，让老师陪你写功课吗？
Then the teacher asked the student, would it be okay if I stay behind 1 hour after school to keep you company as you finish your homework?
哇，这个了，小孩子终于第一次抬起他的头来，多么高兴看着老师说，老师，我愿意。
For the first time, this boy lifted his head up and looked at the teacher, and he was so overjoyed and said, yes, of course.
从此以后，这个老师放学之后都用一个小时陪着他，他的功课终于写得完了。
Starting that day, the teacher would spend an hour each day after school to help him with his homework, and he was able to finish his assignments.
他的成绩也慢慢在进步了。
And his grades started to improve.
可是更重要的是，这孩子得到他在那段时间里面最快乐的时光。
Most importantly, that was the most joyous time of his life.
即使那不是一段玩耍的时间，而是写功课跟读书的时间。
Even though it was study and homework time, not play time.
可是过不了五个月，这个孩子又必须离开这间学校。
Five months later, the student had to move, transfer to another school again.
因为他爸爸在这座城市的工作已经结束了。
Because his father's contract work in this city has finished.
在这里找不到其他的工作，他在200公里之外找到了其他的工作。
He had no more job in this city, so he had to move to a very far away city.
他必须带着自己的儿子离开这里。
And he had to bring his son with him.
就这样子，又经过了大概五年多。
And then 5 years passed.
有一天，老师收到了一封信。
One day, this teacher received a letter.
里面是一张相片，还有一些字。
In the envelope was a photograph and some and a letter with words.
里面说，老师，你还记得我吗？我是那个转学生。
The student wrote, "Teacher, do you still remember me? I'm that transfer student."
我今年是我国中毕业了。
I've just graduated from high school this year.
而且我们是我们全校十名内毕业的。
And I am in the top 10 of the school.
每次在写功课的时候，我就以为你在我身边。
Every time I do my homework, I remember how you used to be beside me.
又过了三年，这个老师又收到了一封信。
Three years later, she received another letter.
里面有两张照片。
There were two photos inside the envelope.
老师看到一个很英俊的年轻人。
And the photo was of a very handsome young man.
老师，你还记得我吗？
The student wrote, "Teacher, do you still remember me?"
我是那个转学生。
I am that transfer student.
我今年是全校三名内毕业的，你高兴吗？
I have just graduated, and I was among the top three student. Are you happy for me?
又过了大概十年。
10 years later.
这个老师已经脸上有了皱纹，满头白发。
By this time, the teacher already had wrinkles on her face, and she had gray hair.
这天，她收到一封特别大的信封。
And then this time, she received a very big envelope.
里面除了信跟照片之外，还有一张喜帖。
Besides a letter and a photo in the envelope was an invitation, a wedding invitation.
老师，你还记得我吗？我是那个转学生。
And the student wrote again, "Teacher, do you remember me, the transfer student?"
我去年毕业了。
I graduated last year.
我是我们学校医学系第一名毕业的。
I was the top student of my medical school.
我现在找到了我人生的伴侣。
I found my other half.
我想请你来参加我的婚礼。
And I would like to invite you to my wedding.
我留了一个位置。留了一个位置。
And I have reserved a seat for you.
因为我的爸爸三年前已经过世了。
Because my father had passed away 3 years ago.
请你一定要来，因为那是母亲的位置。
You must come because the seat is reserved for my mom.
亲爱的朋友，我刚刚讲的是一个真实发生过的。
Dear friends, what I have just shared with you is a true story.
我们看到一个诚心的小礼物。
we can see a gift from a sincere heart.
甚至是被旁边的人耻笑的。
A gift that was laughed at by other students.
好像没什么价值。
A gift that seemed to have no value.
这个诚心的礼物却可以融掉人跟人之间的冰。
But this gift melted the icy distance between two hearts.
可以联系起送礼者跟收礼者两者之间的感情。
This gift joined the affection of the recipient and the giver.
甚至建立起原来陌生两个生命当中最宝贵的连结跟分享。
And because of this gift, came the affinity, a lifelong affinity between the two individuals.
亲爱的朋友，你知道吗？
Dear friends, do you know this?
在你还没有来到真耶稣教会这个属基督的教会之前，
Before you came to the true Jesus Church, this church that belongs to Christ,
甚至在我们还不真正认识他之前，
Even before we know the Lord Jesus,
甚至我们还没有来到这个世界上之前，
In fact, even before we were born into this world,
我们昨天所讲那位天上慈爱的创造主，
Our creator of heaven and earth, the God that we talked about last night,
他已经先送给你，也为你预备好一个又真诚又宝贵的礼物了。
Has already prepared a gift to give to you, a gift that is the most precious and most sincere.
这个礼物不是世界上的金钱能够买来的。
This gift cannot be bought with money.
也不是任何好行为能够换来的。
It is not a gift that you can exchange with good works.
神借的圣经告诉我们，是白白的，而且主动的送给了我们。
The Bible tells us that God has given us this gift freely and out of His good will.
这个礼物是什么呢？
What is this gift?
我们可以看圣经，也可以看荧幕。
We can look at the Bible passage projected on the screen.
我们请看新约圣经约翰福音三章十六节。
Please read John chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节
John 3:16
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
这里说天上那一位创造主把他的独生子给了我们。
Our God in heaven, our creator, has given us his only begotten son.
大家请看一看，这里面用了一个非常特殊的字眼。
Please take note of the special word here.
我想请问大家，如果你想把自己最亲爱的家人、最重视的人，把他跟别人之间产生一个关系，你会怎么做？
Let's suppose you want to establish a connection between someone you love, and another person.
设想这一个人可能是你最爱的儿女。
Suppose this a loved one is your dearest child.
设想这个人是你最尊重的配偶。
Or your most respected spouse.
设想这个人是你最敬爱的父母。
Or your parents whom you honor a lot.
当你今天要把他跟其他的人产生关系，我们会用什么样的动作跟字眼呢？
How would you help them connect with another person? What action would you take?
我们可能会用我介绍他给你认识，介绍，对不对？
Maybe we would say I'm introducing them to this person.
我把他带来给你认识，是不是啊？
Or I have brought this person, brought my loved one to you to let you know him or her.
我的儿子很优秀，我推荐他给你认识。
Or my son is very good. He's a wonderful kid, and I like you to meet him.
各位，你会不会用这几个动作？
So these be the actions that you would take.
你有没有注意到刚才我们读的经文里面用赏赐赐这个字？
But in the verse that we just read, the Bible uses the word gave.
各位，你会把自己的儿子赐给陌生人吗？
Would you ever give your child, your son, to a stranger?
用这个字是违反人权的。
Giving someone is actually violates human rights.
这就是神的决心。
But this was God's determination.
他不把自己的儿子当成人，把他当成物质，赐给我们，让你们决定了。
It's as if his son was an object that he could easily give away and let people have their ways with him.
因为他将为你们而死。
He gave his son so that he may die for you.
我们谁会把自己儿子赐给人啊？
Which of us would ever give our son away?
所以我们所认识的耶稣基督就是天父赐给我们最宝贵的礼物。
So the Lord Jesus that we have come to know is the most precious gift that our Heavenly Father has given to us.
也是耶稣基督在世上为我们所做出的一切牺牲。
And all the sacrifices that our Lord Jesus made for us when he was in the world.
他带给我们这一切属天的福气和平安。
And through that, he has brought to us all the spiritual and heavenly blessings.
其实这个从天上来的礼物，
this gift from heaven,
他就是亲自离开天上宝座，道成肉身的神自己。
Left his heavenly throne and came into this world. In fact, he is God himself.
他因为爱我们。
Out of his love for us,
甘心劳累,
he was willing to toil and labor,
受侮辱,
and be humiliated,
承受痛苦,
and suffered agony,
带我们死亡,
and died on our behalf.
为的是我们今天信他的人能够肉体得到医治,
so that those of us who believe in him may find healing today physically,
让我们的生命得到释放,
and be released and receive liberty,
让我们的灵魂得到救赎。
And that our souls may be redeemed.
我们将来都会面对肉体的死亡。
All of us have to face physical death someday.
但是我们不用再恐惧那死后的末日审判。
But we no longer have to fear the dreadful judgment after we die.
我们反而一个真真正正的基督徒，
a true Christian,
面对肉体的终结也会有不安的感受。
A true Christian can also feel a sense of unease as he faces the end of his life.
但是一个真正的基督徒绝对不会害怕死亡。
But a true Christian definitely would not fear death.
他反而会对另外一种生命的阶段到来产生期待。
In fact, he would expect the coming of a new life.
因为我们知道，当我们肉体结束的那一刻，就是我们跨过门槛的时刻。
Because the moment we end our life on earth is the moment we cross the threshold.
我们从有限的物质世界要进入无限属灵世界里面。
That's the moment when we leave this physical realm into the eternal heavenly realm.
我们为什么能够拥有这样子超越短暂生的世界生命观呢？
Why is it that we are able to have this transcendent view of life?
我们常常在里面困惑，以至于是绝望的。
Oftentimes, for a lot of us, we are very perplexed and lost in this life.
觉得自己是备受打击的。
We feel that we are oppressed.
觉得自己是神不爱我们。
We feel that God doesn't love us.
其实不是。
But that's not true.
因为我们短暂的人生太短太短了，太微不足道了。
The short and momentary life in this world is indeed very transient.
当我们在这里面自怜自爱的时候，神告诉我们一个无限跟永恒的存在。
While we struggle in our self-pity, God tells us of the eternal existence that's beyond this life.
我们为什么知道？
How do we know that?
我们来看新约圣经约翰福音四章二十七节。
Please read John chapter 4 verse 27.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安。
I'm sorry, chapter 14, verse 27.
十四章二十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 27.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。Amen.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives to you, I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
主耶稣说他把平安留给我们。
The Lord Jesus says that he gives us his peace.
这个平安大家注意到没有？他说不是世上所赐的那种平安。
He says this is not as the world gives.
世上所讲的平安就是只有在世界上才能得到的物质的肉体的。
The peace of this world can only be obtained in this world and it is physical.
可是他留给我们的平安是没有人能够夺走的，是可以持续到永远的。
But Jesus' peace is eternal and no one can take it away from us.
平安怎么得到呢？
How can we receive peace?
它有一个基础叫做信心。
And the basis of this peace is faith.
信心怎么样才是正确的呢？它也有一个基础叫做神的话语跟应许。
And what is the correct and sound faith? It is also based on the promise and the word of God.
如果我们的信心没有以神的话语做基础，
If our faith does not rest on God's word,
那就是一种虚幻的自我的信心。
Then it is not a true faith. It is a self-centered confidence.
但是我们不是，我们的信心是建基在永恒的神的话语之上。
But our faith rests on the eternal word of God.
他告诉他要为我们预备一个地方。
He has told us that he goes to prepare a place for us.
他告诉我们肉体的死亡不是结束。
He has told us that the physical death is not the end of life.
他告诉我们，我们能进入永恒。
And he tells us that we can enter the eternal life.
如果我们真的相信这一点，我们的肉体衰败了，肉体结束了，我们反而会觉得好期待啊。
If we have faith in Jesus' words, even as we deteriorate physically, we will look forward to that coming spiritual life.
那你在面对在短暂世界上的一切变幻跟打击，你就会相对稳定。
And as you endure the sufferings of this ever-changing life, you will find stability in the Lord Jesus.
这是耶稣赐给我们的平安，也是一个大礼物。
This is the peace that the Lord Jesus has given us, and this in itself is a gift.
圣经记载2000年前耶稣断气的状况。
The Bible describes how our Lord Jesus breathed his last.
我们请来看马太福音27章51节。
Let's read Matthew 27 verse 51.
二十七章的五十一节
Matthew 27:51
忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。五十二节
52
坟墓也开了，已睡圣徒的身体都有起来的。五十三节
53
到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来了，进了圣城，向许多人显现。阿们。我们再看路加福音23章44节。
Please also read Luke 23 verse 44.
23章的44节。
Luke 23 verse 44.
那时约有五阵，遍地都黑暗了，直到深出。45节。
45.
日头变黑了，殿里的幔子从当中裂为两半。阿们。各位看到这是耶稣即将死亡的时候，死后的发生的事情。
These were the events that took place at Jesus' death.
这如果用我们华文就是四个字叫做惊天动地。
So this shook heavens and earth.
只有耶稣死的时候有惊天动地，为什么？
Jesus' death shook heaven and earth. Why?
因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
在所有人的宗教观念里面，神是不可能会死的。
In other religions,God does not die.
神的存在是不会流血的。
And God does not bleed.
所以一般当时希腊的智慧者耻笑耶稣，说哪有这种神又流血又死亡的。
That's why the Greek philosophers mocked Christianity and say that how can a God shed his blood and die?
可是令人惊讶的是，一个不可能流血的存在流出了血，而且流尽他每一滴血。
But what is marvelous is that the eternal God actually shed blood and shed every last drop of his blood.
一个不可能死亡的却死了一次。
The immortal died.
为什么？
Why?
这就是十字架，就是神奥秘的爱的最大显现。
Because the cross is the greatest demonstration and manifestation of the mysterious love of God.
他为了爱我们，才来成就这样的事情。
God came to this world to die and for us because of love.
替我们死，免得我们将来面对第二次的死。
He died for us so that we don't have to face the second death.
替我们受苦，免得我们将来要下地狱受苦。
He endured the suffering for us so that we don't have to endure the sufferings of hell.
替我们背负那原本他不用背负的十字架，让我们可以走在人生的道路上。
He took up the cross that we were supposed to carry so that we may continue on in this journey of life.
十字架上的耶稣就是从天上来的礼物。
Our Lord Jesus on the cross is the gift from heaven.
我们请看新约圣经约翰一书第三章。
Please now read John, First John chapter 3.
约翰一书三章的十六节。
First John chapter 3 verse 16.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。Amen.
By this we know love because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
他这里说他的死是因为爱我们。
Our Lord Jesus' death for us is out of his love for us.
那他为什么流尽每一滴血呢？
Why did he shed the last drop of his blood?
我们请看启示录第一章第五节。
Please read Revelation chapter 1 verse 5.
圣经最后一卷启示录一章五节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 5.
并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。Amen。这里告诉我们，神用自己的血来让我们脱离罪恶，是要洗净我们的罪啊。
God has set us free from our sins in His own blood.
所以各位亲爱的朋友，我们昨天读到创世之后，创世之时的故事。
Yesterday we talked about God's creation.
我们发觉说，人因为悖逆的神犯了罪。
And after creation, human beings sinned against God by rebelling against His commandment.
亲爱的朋友，你如果回去有时间，可以再借一本圣经，好好看一看前面的故事。
When you go home, please get a Bible and read the story at the beginning of the Bible.
你会发觉说，人原本在那乐园伊甸里面呐，是光着身子的。
Human beings were without clothes when they were in the Garden of Eden.
你会发觉说，哎，他们每天光着身子跟神同行，一点都不会觉得羞耻，有没有发现？
They walked with God being naked, yet they were not ashamed at all.
可是当他们一违背了神，犯了罪之后，再看到自己裸体，突然就觉得很羞耻了，经文这样记载。
But the Bible tells us that after they sinned against God, they suddenly felt a sense of shame when they looked at their own nakedness.
大家有没有想为什么？
Have you wondered why?
因为这个肉体是神照他的形象所创造赐给人类的。
Because our physical body was created by God and given to us by God.
所以本来人类没有犯罪，他觉得自己配得上这个肉体，就不会觉得羞耻。
Before human beings sinned, they are worthy of this physical body, so they feel no shame.
当他一犯了罪，知道善恶之后，他才看到这个形象，觉得自己配不上啦，就觉得很羞耻。原因是这个。
But after eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they are no longer worthy of this body, and that's why they are ashamed of their nakedness.
你们在读昨天那一段故事以后的发展。
And you can continue to read the rest of the story in the Bible.
因为人犯罪，咒诅降临大地。
Because of human sin, of curse, what came to this world.
你们发觉啊，人类的始祖亚当跟夏娃被赶离开伊甸乐园呢。
First progenitors Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
在那里有个动作，请大家注意。
And we can pay attention to a special action.
在这里记载的好像都是神的公义、神的愤怒，是不是这样子？
It seems as if the Bible only records God's justice and God's wrath.
在这神的公义当中，依然存有神的慈爱。
But in fact, in God's justice, we also see God's love.
本来人犯了罪了，应该要带着罪恶跟羞耻感过他剩下的日子。
Because of our sins, human beings are supposed to live the rest of our lives in shame.
一看到自己的肉体就被折磨，一直到死为止。
We are supposed to be tormented whenever we look at ourselves.
大家有没有发现，当他们离开伊甸园的时候，天父用兽的皮为他们做了衣服，遮盖他们的羞耻。这个经文。
But before the Adam and Eve left the garden, God prepared for them a clothing made of skin.
本来人是要受折磨的。
Human beings were supposed to be tormented.
受罪恶感折磨。
Tormented by their sense of guilt.
可是天父在这当中还留有一丝慈爱，遮住他们的羞耻，减低他们的罪恶感，有没有发觉？
Yet out of His mercy, God prepared for them clothing so as to cover up their shame.
即使在他们应受的咒诅当中，天父都不希望他们过得那么苦，这就是神的爱。
Even in their accursed life, God still remembered them and helped them, and this is the love of God.
可是我们不要羡慕。哎，所以大家有没有发觉，世界上第一个服装设计师跟裁缝师是谁
？So did you notice who was the first fashion designer in this in history？
也是神本身，要知道哦。
It's God。
好，我们不要羡慕他们有那件皮衣、啊。
But let's not envy their clothes of skin。
亲爱的朋友，今天坐在你旁边这些真正相信耶稣而且接受过赦罪洗礼的人。
Dear friends, look around you. Those who have believed in the Lord Jesus and have been baptized into Christ.
他们身上有一件比那皮衣更宝贵的东西。
On them, is a garment that is even more precious than the garment of skin of Adam and Eve.
就是在他们接受重生洗礼的时候， 那已经留在他们身上耶稣基督宝贵的血衣。
When they were baptized into Christ, the bloody clothes of our Lord Jesus Christ covered them.
要不断遮盖人的软弱跟罪恶，一直到通过末日审判为止。
And this garment will continue to cover our shame until we reach the judgment day.
这就是哥林多后书四章的经文。
This is the teaching of Second Corinthians.
我们不要烦恼，第十节说，身上常带着耶稣的死。
Carrying about in our bodies the death of our Lord Jesus.
使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
That the life of Jesus may manifest in our bodies.
你看得到吗？你身上有宝贵的血衣。
Do you realize that you have a garment of blood on you?
要遮盖我们一切的罪。
This garment will cover all your sins.
这是礼物。
This is a gift.
小弟再做一个简单的见证。
Let me share with you another testimony.
好多年前，我住牧一家地方教会。
Many years ago, I was a resident preacher of a church.
有一天，一个六十几岁访问组的黄弟兄来找小弟。
One day, a 60-year-old brother, Brother Huang, came to see me.
因为他除了很热心做教会的圣工，他还到附近的基督教医院去做义工。
Besides being very active at church, he also volunteers at the local hospital.
他告诉我说，传道我去做义工的 bus 上面遇到一对老夫妇，他们好可怜。
He told me, Pastor, I recently met an elderly couple on the bus. They are so pitiful.
一讲到可怜，你们会想到什么状况？
When you hear the word pitiful, what image is conjured up?
结果皇帝兄没有告诉我什么故事，他就说，传道你愿意去访问他们吗？
Without giving me any more details, he simply asked me, Pastor, would you like to visit them?
我说当然了，我们只怕被拒绝而已啊。
I said, of course, if people welcome us, we'd like to go.
好了，到达那一天，我们在箱型车上坐了六七个，我们就出发了。
So one day, six or seven of us got into a van and went to visit them.
其实我不知道要去哪里，我没有问。
I didn't know where they lived.
车子大概开了快二十几分钟，快半小时了。
The journey was about 20 to 30 minutes.
从城市到乡村，又到一个蛮繁华的大街上面。
We went through the city and the suburb and found ourselves on a very busy street.
这时候我觉得有点远啊，我问了皇帝修中，请问他们家在哪里呢？
I felt it was pretty far away, so I asked Brother Huang, where do they live?
那坐在我后面皇帝兄突然把手伸过来说，传道，你看到路边这一排店面全部是他的。
And Brother Huang pointed out at all the shops on the street and said, you know what, they own all these shops.
我看那边有好多便利商店，很多商店，我头是他收租金就不得了啦。
I saw a lot of stores, including convenience stores, just by the rent, collecting the rent.
那奇怪，
it's a lot.
他到底是哪里可怜的？可见他很富有，有没有
？So I was wondering how come they're so pitiful. There must be very wealthy people.
这个时候突然车子很快停下来，啊，停这里，停这里，停在一个铁门拉下来，还有一个玻璃门关着的房子前面，刚好不是店面。
And then we were told to stop in front of a building with a glass door.
结果皇帝兄说，传道到了，我们下车吧。
And the brother said, we are here already, let's get off.
我一下车之后，哎，那个玻璃门，黑色玻璃门打开，里面出来个六十几岁的女士。
And as we got off the car, the van, the glass door opened, the dark glass door opened, and a lady about in her 60s came out.
然后皇帝兄就说，这一位是我们教会的牧师啊。
And Brother Huang introduced me to her, saying, this is the pastor of our church.
打招呼之后，我想说站在路边很多车子来来往往很吵，我就说那我们进去里面比较安静来谈话吧。
Because it was a busy and noisy street, I said, why don't we come go in and we can have a talk.
哎，结果他说好好好，哎，怎么没有叫我进去？他一个人跑进去啊。
She said, sure. And then she herself ran back into the building without inviting me in.
哎，结果不是带我进去那个玻璃关起来的房子里，他拿了一串钥匙出来。
She wasn't inviting me into that building behind the glass doors. Instead, she took out a bunch of keys.
来来来，赖牧师这边。跑到隔壁去耶。
And then she brought me to the next door building.
他把钥匙插进去，打开，把铁门拉上。
She opened the iron gate, rolled up the iron gate.
我在看到里面一大片黑色玻璃落地窗，上面还有铁链锁着。他再把那个打开，再把那个落地窗打开。
Behind the metal door, was another set of glass doors, and she opened those doors too.
里面有一个房间，大概像这个会堂一半大。
And inside that building was a room about half the size of this chapel.
空空的，什么都没有。
It was completely empty.
但是正中间啊，我一看进去暗暗的，哎，有一张桌子，一张椅子，一张床。
But I noticed it was rather dark. But I noticed that there was a chair, a desk, and a bed.
那个女士把灯一打开，我看到床上面坐了一个人，身上绑了四条铁链在那床上。
She turned on the light switch, and I saw a 是男人吗？
哎，是男的。
So I saw a man sitting there being in chains, tied up in chains.
比我年轻大概三十几岁。
And he was younger than me. He was in his 30s.
我一问旁边那个黄女士说：“请问这一位是谁呀？”
So I asked this lady, "Who is this gentleman?"
她一听还没有讲话，就开始啜泣，开始哭，说：“这是我的儿子，唯一的儿子。”
She could barely speak because she was crying. She said, "This is my son."
我问她说：“这个状况多久了？”
I said, "How long has he been like this?"
她今年快三十六岁了，从十七岁开始就这样子。
He was already almost 37, and he has been like that since 17.
我问他说，我只问他一句说，请问你有寻求过其他任何的帮助吗？医疗、宗教或其他人
？I asked her, "Have you ever sought help from religion or some medical help?"
他用很无奈的声音告诉我说，有啊，台湾最好的医院台大马街长庚什么都去过了，没有用啊。
She sounded very helpless, and she said, "Of course, I've tried everything. I visited all the hospitals and clinics, but nobody could help him."
而且佛教、道教、一贯道，甚至是好多其他基督的教会、建兴会、长老会都洗礼过了，都没有用啊。
I've tried all the religions, including Buddhism, Taoism, 一贯道 and I also visited many Christian churches, but nobody could help him.
哎，我还不晓得他的状况是什么。
I didn't really know his condition at the time.
但是我突然看到那个坐在床上的先生啊，他的脚从膝盖到小腿，好像整个烧焦的炭都是裂开的。我第一次看到这样子，不晓得为什么。
And I noticed the man sitting on the bed, that from his knee to his foot, from his knees to feet were burn scars.
我问那个妈妈说：“这怎么一回事啊？”
I asked her, asked the mother, "What happened to him?"
妈妈说：“医生说不知道，没有一个医生知道为什么。”
She said that none of the doctors could explain what those marks were.
我想再问下去，她也不知道了。说好，让我来跟她讲话。
So I figured maybe I should talk to this young man directly.
我开始觉得有怪异，我就奉主耶稣圣名跟你讲话，每一句话都是这样子。
I would begin each statement with, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak to you."
啊，他每次讲话都这样子，我学一下。我是，大概三秒钟，他要讲四十秒钟，你知道吗
？He would stutter like this, I am, and so every sentence he uttered would take 30 to 40 seconds.
啊，简单讲，我问他说，哎，你还好吗
？I simply asked him, "How are you?"
他跟我说他很不好。
He said he's not doing well.
然后我就奉主耶稣，每一句我都奉主耶稣圣名跟他讲话。
And every time I said something, I would say, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak with you."
我说你为什么这样子呢
？I asked him, "Why are you like this?"
他说因为有一对护士一直来找我。
He said two nurses always come and visit me.
一个男的，一个女的。
One male nurse and one female nurse.
然后那个女的护士总是对我好好凶。
The female nurse is always very fierce.
然后那个男的护士对我很温柔，很好。
Whereas the male nurse is very gentle to me.
我觉得很奇怪。我说你什么时候最后一次什么时候看到那两个护士
？I was rather puzzled. I said, "When was the last time you saw these two nurses?"
他说你们进来之前他们才刚走，我怎么可能都锁起来、欸？
He said they just left right before you came, but it was impossible because all the doors were locked.
我现在问他为什么女的对你很凶呢
？I asked him, "Why do you think the female nurse is so fierce to you?"
他从以前来找我的时候就一直对我吼，一直骂我，一直叫，一直尖叫。
He just said she always, whenever she comes, she would scream at me, yell at me, and is very mean to me.
为什么都叫我去死？
She tells me to go and die.
所以他那只脚变黑炭，也是因为有一次从二楼跳下来，脚断掉就一直没好过，变成好像黑炭一样，好奇怪哎。
And one of the part of the reason that his legs were so bruised was that he actually jumped off from the second floor once, but he did not die.
我问他说，那那个男的护士为什么对你很好呢？
I asked him, why is the male nurse good to you?
他说啊，那个女的骂完我之后，那个男的就来安慰我。
She said, whenever the female nurse scolds me, the male nurse would come and comfort me.
哎呀，你知道那个大姐就是这样。
He would say, well, you know that's how she is.
你不要惹她生气嘛。
Just don't make her mad.
你听大哥的。
Just listen to me.
你就乖乖照她的话做就好啦。
Just do whatever that nurse tells you.
趁人家没注意的时候啊，从更高的地方跳下来，好不好
？So whenever nobody notices, just jump off from the top floor.
或者趁你爸爸妈妈不注意的时候，你们前面不是有很多 truck 跑来跑去吗
？Or whenever your parents are not around, don't you see the trucks coming back and forth on the street?
不要告诉别人我陪你。
Don't tell anybody I'm going to be there with you.
就找那个最大的卡车很快跑过来的时候。最近你就跳进那轮子底下就好了啊。
Whenever you see a huge truck coming, just jump in front of the truck, and that will be that be it.
所以那两个穿白衣服那是什么？那是邪灵、恶鬼。
So, who are those two nurses? Those were evil spirits.
缠了他十七八年。
And they have disturbed him for the past 17-18 years.
你知道吗？他们多想像。你一样这么平安坐在这里打打瞌睡，对不对
？How much this family would wish to be like you, sitting here so comfortably?
如果他父母卖掉九栋房子，可以换他儿子像你这样坐在这里，你觉得他父母不愿意吗
？If the parents can buy this kind of peace by selling nine of their buildings, wouldn't they gladly do so?
我告诉你，很多事情不是用金钱、能力跟医学能够解决的。
Many problems cannot be solved by money or medical technology.
那时候我一了解就知道我要做什么事情了。
At that moment, I knew what I had to do.
我心里知道我要赶鬼。
I knew that I had to cast out the evil spirit.
我就说我们来祷告。
I said, let us pray.
哎，这时候啊，那个黄女士的先生走进来。
And at that moment, the father came in.
就是这个年轻人的爸爸。
The father of this young man.
然后他们做个介绍之后，你知道那个黄先生怎么反应的吗
？After our initial greetings, what did this father say?
我说那我们现在要来祷告啦。
I said we are going to pray now.
是这样子的。
That's what he did. He folded his arms.
我才不信你们这一套。
He was completely
那么多宗教有什么洗礼基督教都没有用。
He was thinking, what's the use of religion? I've tried all of them.
又是一个来骗奉献的。
You're another swindler.
我能理解他。
So I could understand him.
我说没关系，我们来祷告。
I said it's okay. Let's just pray.
我那时候心里面有个感动。
A thought came to me.
因为我深深知道我们真耶稣教会是不一样的。
Because I know that the True Jesus Church is different.
我那个跟那个母亲说，不管你以前去过多少教会。你现在遇到的这个教会是真神的教会。
I told the mother, no matter how many churches you've been to, now you've come to the church of the living God.
它是属基督的，是基督的身体。
It is the body of Christ. It belongs to Christ.
有基督的灵。
It has the spirit of Christ.
只讲真理。
She speaks the truth.
有神的能力。
And she has the power of God.
我说，如果你信，今天神迹就要临到。
If you believe, a miracle will come to you today.
他说我信啊，怎么做啊
？She said, "Yes, I do believe, but what am I supposed to do?"
我说来祷告。
I said, "Let's pray."
如果你信，我现在奉耶稣基督的名宣布，你们将会是得到释放。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, if I declare that you will be released from this bondage.
好了，我们开始祷告了，不到一分钟。
And then during the prayer, we started praying for about a minute or so.
一开始我也闭着眼睛，突然我听到砰的一声。
I had my eyes were closed, but as I heard a bang.
我睁开眼睛一看啊，那本来那个站着祷告的妈妈，她突然整个趴在地上，在那边哈利路亚赞美主耶稣救我儿子啊，一直这样趴在地上一直在祷告。
I opened my eyes and saw that the mother fell on her face on the floor and begging the Lord Jesus to help her.
本来我看那个教牧负责人要过去扶她起来，我打了一个手势叫她不要啊。
The church council member that went with me wanted to help her up. I told him, just leave her alone.
他就像2000年前那些恳求主耶稣的人，为什么要去扶他起来呢
？She is like the people in the days of Jesus, imploring for Jesus's help.
他恳求主耶稣救他儿子啊。
She was begging for the Lord Jesus to help her son.
主耶稣怜悯这位母亲。
So I asked, we asked the Lord Jesus to have mercy on her.
祷告十几分钟之后结束了。
We prayed about almost 20 minutes.
我把这位女士说伯母请起来。
Then I invited her to get up.
你们知道我看到什么吗？
What did I see?
我看到地面上还有一个人。
I saw another person on the floor.
用汗水跟泪水形成的妈妈还趴在那里继续祷告。
Oh, I saw the silhouette of sweat covering the floor because that was her posture.
我跟她讲说，主耶稣会怜悯你们，继续相信他。
I said to them, the Lord Jesus will have mercy on you. Please continue to put your trust in him.
但我要离开了，那个妈妈拉住我的手。
And as I was about to leave, the mother grabbed hold of my hands.
她说牧师有神迹耶。
She said, Pastor, there's a miracle.
我说我怎么没有觉得有神迹。
I said, I didn't see a miracle.
她说我们每天帮我儿子，我们两个帮他洗脸、刷牙、喂饭，他已经三四个月一个字都没有讲了。
She said, every day we wash our son's face and brush his teeth and so feed him, and for 3 to 4 months he hasn't spoken one word.
你今天跟他讲这么多话，他还把几十年的事情全部告诉你，这是神迹啊。
And today you asked him so many questions, and he told you all the things that have happened all these past few decades, and that's a miracle.
这不算什么，你继续等。
I said, that is nothing, just watch and see.
又过一个礼拜，我们去，年轻人已经跟我们唱诗了。
And then a couple of weeks later, we went back and 年轻人
就是那一个被绑住的。
The young man was able to sing hymns with us.
再过一个多礼拜去，他可以跟我们读圣经了。
And then another week or so passed, and we went to visit him again, and he was able to read the Bible with us.
再过一个多礼拜去，我们地方教会在外面举行户外诗歌布道会。
And another couple of weeks later, it was almost time for the church to host a hymnal presentation.
在开始之前，我看到有一辆计程车停了下来，那个年轻人拿着 walker， 结果他的爸爸妈妈在左右搀着他来参加布道会。
I was at the hymnal evangelical service, and I saw a taxi came by, and then out of the taxi came this young man with a walker coming to attend the service with his parents.
那时候他身上只剩下一条小小的铁链而已。
And by that time, he only had a small chain on his body.
在隔天，他们来教会参加布道会。我们的会堂是在二楼，他们坐在一楼。
The next day, they came to the gospel night. And then the chapel is in the second floor, on the second floor, but they came and waited on the first floor.
第三天，他们上二楼，坐在会堂后面。
On the third day, they actually went up to the second floor into the chapel and sat in the back.
最后一天，他们三个人坐在第一排最前面。
And the last gospel night, they came all the way to the front and sat on the first pew.
当我要宣布说我们要一起祷告的时候，本来那个不甩我的爸爸跑第一个。
When I announced that we're going to pray for the Holy pray together, father who used to be so indifferent rushed to the front to pray.
都还没开始，他跪下来开始在祷告。我说：“先生，还没开始。”
Even before we began our prayer, he already started praying, and I said, "Please, wait a minute before."
妈妈在后面扶他儿子出来，身上已经一条铁链都没有了。
And the mother brought the son forward to pray, and by that time, there was no chain on the son anymore.
这十几年的问题就这样解决了。
This problem that had entrapped the son for decades is solved.
经过两个多月，我就离开那间教会了。后来我听另外一个朱牧传道说，他们全家受洗了。
A couple of months later, I was transferred to another church, and then I heard later that very shortly after the whole family was baptized.
那么长时间的问题，在那么短的时间，看到他们离耶稣越来越近，恩典越来越大。
Such a serious problem that has bothered the son for decades was solved by God within such a short time, and you could see the progress that he made.
亲爱的朋友，请问他们做了什么？
Dear friends, what did they do?
他们不是基督徒啊。
They were not Christians.
他们没有奉献啊。
They did not offer anything.
他们也没有做圣工啊。
They did not serve God in any way.
可是他们就这样子得到天上耶稣基督赐给他们的大礼物，比二十栋房子还要好，不是吗？
But just like that, they received such a great gift from our Heavenly Father that's worth more than 20 buildings.
亲爱的老朋友，或许你从来没有想过。
dear friends, you may never, you may not have thought about this.
会有一个你从来都不认识的人，他早就为你付出他的生命。
That someone you never knew has already laid down his life long ago.
因为经文说，他在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死。
For you, and because the Bible tells us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱在此向我们显现。
And in this, God's love is demonstrated towards us.
亲爱的朋友，我们要结束今天这场讲道了。
Dear friends, we come to the end of this message.
我今天告诉你，你今天来的这个地方是耶稣基督的教会。
I can tell you very certainly that you have come to the church of our Lord Jesus Christ.
可是我最后还必须告诉你一个关键的问题。
But I also must tell you this important key point.
就像有某一个非常富有的慈善家，他突然想招待某一个家庭，免费去环游世界。
Suppose a very wealthy philanthropist wants to treat a family on a tour around the world for free.
他随机抽出了一个家庭，请他的助手打电话去给他。
He draws a lot and drew a family's name and asks his assistant to call this family.
对这个非常富有的慈善家来讲，这点钱根本不算什么。
To this wealthy philanthropist, this money is nothing to him.
可是接到电话的人却不敢相信世界上有这么好的事，以为是诈骗集团把电话给挂了。
The family, when they picked up the phone, thought that it was a scam and just hung up the phone.
会不会这样子？
Because it was too good to be true.
那也没很可惜。
What a waste.
我最后再举个例子。
Let me give you another example.
小弟并不鼓励我们去买乐透，我听说美国这边有乐透，有没有？要选号码。
I'm from Taiwan. I heard that there's people play the lottery here.
啊，我借个比喻啊。
I'm not encouraging you to play the lottery.
你假如刚好你朋友给你一张号码选好的，你一对，哇，第一特奖啊。
But just as an analogy, suppose you have a 朋友给你的。
对对对，朋友给你的。
Suppose a friend gives you a lottery ticket, and then you found out that the number is a first prize.
你高不高兴？
Wouldn't you be very excited?
我听说可能有好几千万美金上亿的，对不对？不知道啊。
It could be millions and millions of dollars.
你高兴没有用啊。
But just being excited is not enough.
因为你还没有拿到钱，对不对？
Because you haven't gotten the price.
要怎么拿得到？
How do you get the price?
你要在指定的时间之内。
Within a certain time frame,
到他指定的单位去兑奖，是不是这样子？
You have to go and claim the price.
你可不可以说啊？我放着三年，我再去。
Can you say I'm gonna wait another 3 years before I claim it？
哦，你可不可以拿着这一张就直接跑到梅西百货去兑奖啊？
Can you take the ticket and just go to any Macy's store to get a price？
我告诉大家，现在神给你的这个礼物也是一样。
Let me tell you, this is how it is with the gift from God。
你相信吗？还是你以为这个是诈骗？
Do you believe that this is true, or do you think it's a scam?
你要是这样认为的话，这个奖跟你一点关系都没有啦。
If you think it's too good to be true, then you will not be able to receive that gift.
你今天晚上听到这些讯息，就好像看到那一张乐透的奖一样啦。
Tonight, by hearing this message, it's as if you have gotten that ticket, lottery ticket.
要在指定的时间、指定的单位才有用啊。
You need to go to the designated place in a designated time to claim your prize.
指定的时间就是现在，现在是耶稣基督大开恩门让你听到的时候。
The designated time is now because now God has opened the door of grace so that you may hear this wonderful message.
这个能唯一对到奖的地方在哪里？
And where is that place you must go to claim your prize?
就是属他的真正教会，真耶稣教会。
It is the church that belongs to God, the true Jesus Church.
你只有在这里，你才可以领受这个真正天上来的礼物。
Only here can you claim this prize from our Heavenly Father.
十字架显出他的爱来，你愿意相信，愿意感受吗？
Love is manifested on the cross. Are you willing to believe and to experience this love?
我们今晚见证到这里。
This concludes our message.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
赞美诗。76首
76